USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Five are dead in a shooting that took place at a California church. Among the deceased are three children under the age of 15 and their father, who is not only the suspect, but also turned a gun on himself. Sergeant Rod Grassman with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office tells television station KTXL that there is no threat to the general public.
It seems that they all knew each other. This was not a random sort of shooting. At this point, the information that I have was a more domestic, violent sort of situation.
The shooting happened early Monday evening in the main sanctuary of the church in Sacramento. The investigation is underway. Mixed day on Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the Nasdaq was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Ukraine's second largest city has been rocked by Russian shelling. Several are dead. Dozens more were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky believes Russia is trying to pressure him into concessions. Delegations from both countries met on Monday for the first talks since Russia's invasion. After several hours, the two sides said they would meet again. Meanwhile, the General Assembly of the United Nations held its first emergency session in decades to discuss the conflict. Republicans in Arizona want a judge to strike down the vote-by-mail system used by 90% of voters in the state. The lawsuit filed Friday argues that absentee voting is unconstitutional. What they want at the very least is for the no-excuse absentee balloting system adopted in 1991 to be struck down. The suit is modeled on a similar lawsuit in Pennsylvania, where a court struck down that state's two-year-old vote-by-mail law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some ranchers in the Lone Star State don't want Washington's help.
Texas ranchers are turning down the Biden administration for money covering damages caused by the large surge of migrants at the southern border, according to the Washington Examiner newspaper. The Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service began allowing farmers and ranchers to claim reimbursements for more than two dozen types of costs sustained. The program covers such things as fencing repair, livestock fatalities, irrigation, and crop planting. Many Texans, however, are fearful the financial aid will come with strings attached. According to the Examiner's poll, five out of every six ranchers are not planning to apply for the reimbursement. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Chris Licht has been appointed the future leader of CNN. He's running The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS at the moment. Prior to that, he was running CBS This Morning, and he helped to create Morning Joe on MSNBC. Licht told network employees that he plans to double down on what's working well and quickly get rid of what's not. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a judge's decision that he must testify in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. Lawyers for him and his two eldest children filed papers Monday. They argue that ordering the Trumps to testify violates their constitutional rights because their answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. Hear news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.